We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Caitlin Devitt. It's Tuesday, January 27th, 2026, and I sincerely hope all of you are staying warm out there in these freezing temperatures. But if you're looking for something to do that's, well, indoors, Champaign has plenty to offer. Let out your inner animal at Allerton Park and Retreat's Whiskey and Wildlife tomorrow from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Mansion Library. Grab a drink from the cash bar and enjoy entomology performer Bob Tarter as he presents his live animal show, specially curated for adults. The program takes science, comedy, storytelling, and live animals, all to educate viewers on how animals move through the world. Tickets are currently sold out, but those interested still have the opportunity to join the waitlist on Allerton Park and Retreat's website, allerton.illinois.edu. Tickets are $25. However, if you don't feel like sticking out the waitlist, the Champaign art scene has more to offer. Now, imagine this. Two thespians walk into the apocalypse, making art in a state of emergency. Spurlock Museum welcomes Holly Hughes and Katie Pearl to do just that, tomorrow from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at the Knight Auditorium. According to the Spurlock Museum, Hughes is a, quote, legendary provocateur of the culture wars and queer feminist performance icon, end quote. Join the conversation as her and Pearl, an artist who uses creativity to battle the current political and social climate, say what some others are afraid to say out loud. The two performers will tackle topics deemed taboo, including rape culture, ecological collapse, and more, generating insight into ways of resistance and creativity. Hughes and Pearl hope the conversation will give creative minds the tool set needed to, quote, address what dominant discourse attempts to silence, end quote. For more information, visit spurlock.illinois.edu. Moving over to news in the Big Ten, January doesn't only bring snow, it also brings basketball season. Tomorrow, the Illinois women's basketball team looks to bounce back with a win in Champaign. The Illini, led by head coach Shauna Green, will face a challenging team in the number 3-ranked UCLA Bruins. Illinois, with a record of 15-5, hopes to stay over 500 against Big Ten teams after losing a tough matchup against Nebraska, 81-75. The Bruins, led by head coach Corey Kloss, look to stay undefeated in the Big Ten and in the month of January after a dominating 80-46 win over the Northwestern Wildcats. With a win, this would be Illinois' second-ranked win, its first coming against then-number 7 Maryland on New Year's Day. Tip-off begins at 6 p.m. and will be broadcast on Big Ten Plus. In other local news, there's something to look forward to when the weather finally warms up. The Urbana Park District announced they will be receiving a $600,000 grant toward the King Park Revitalization Project. The money comes as part of Governor J.B. Pritzker and the Illinois Department of Natural Resources' $36 million effort to support local park development projects. In total, the project will cost $1.2 million, funded by both the grant and the park district. Now, the Park District has stated that the money will go directly toward funding key features for King Park that will make it an even more welcoming place for all its residents. For a full list of what the project will be adding and renovating, please visit urbanaparks.org. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Grace Avila, Kyler Bowie, Vinny Maximal, and Gavin Westlake. From WPGU News, I'm Caitlin Devitt. We'll be right back.